We just talked about the world is at war against the things of God. And that includes us as believers, you and
I.
Though persecution is not always a matter of life and death, persecution that the Bible talks about is persecution because of one's position as a believer. Not the bad things that happen to us because of our sin. So I'm going to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray before we dive in. Father, your word is true. Father, your word brings comfort to your church. May we find comfort in your word today. We thank you and praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right, we are going to do this in two halves. I'm going to discuss what persecution is and is not. And then we will look at some biblical facts. So let's start with what persecution for righteousness' sake is not. So there's three things that I have here on your list. So persecution for righteousness' sake is not the consequences of your sin. It is not hatred or harassment because of your sin. And it is also not just the troubles of this world. If you have a Bible, turn to James chapter
1.
James chapter 1, I'm going to start in verse 2.
2, 3, and 4.
Count it all joy. Oh, go ahead. So persecution for righteousness' sake is not the same as the tests or trials in this life. This verse specifically says that these trials are tests.
E giore una negraima, colino negraima, na de ammas negraima, aima, che non lo sette le Cristo.
They're not the result of us searching after righteousness.
E di amo con nati tum, che graimo per te papa a che ne dicio.
They are not the result of us standing firm on the word of God.
E di me ne dico, tancara che nasce con ne di graiva, si è papa, tancara che le ore langai.
They are the result of our God wanting to complete us, doing sanctification. So those tests are from God. The Lord has ordained this life to mold His followers. Into faithfulness. He uses the trials of this life to produce in us the full effect of Christ's work. So that we may be complete. But this is not the same as persecution. Continuing in James chapter
1:13-15. And I not a ma. A mo, net an angai, tombo, nemadan sinning angai, or man. Kaki, and then you walk the man. Angaraki, a mora paenya, or one more. It lay ya pa, and a lama, did a food. We did not marata a moto, no ma, nay mo, we be a payamo. Oloi, Langi Pelagena. Nangaraki, a young Modena, a great woman,
where does sin come from?
Kajimwamu. Kajimwamu.
What else? Desires of the heart. Yes. So we need to not say that. The enemy made me do it. We do not need to say that our sin is because of someone else. We can't say that someone else made us do it. We can't even blame it on Satan. There is plenty of sin in my heart. We are all sinful. So sin is born inside of every one of us. We don't need Satan or anyone else to be able to sin.
So,
persecution for righteousness' sake is not us having to deal with the consequences of our sin. Persecution for righteousness' sake is not us having to deal with hatred or harassment because of our sin.
So,
so, So if we are just mean people, and people reject us or people hurt us, that is not persecution for righteousness' sake. That's just you being mean. But none of you are mean. I know that none of you are that on a regular basis. Or you're not mean on a regular basis. However, all of us sin. All of us have moments of anger. So all of us have moments that our sin comes out. And when we have to deal with the consequence of that sin, that is not persecution for righteousness. That's just the result of your sin. Alright, that is what persecution for righteousness' sake is not. So being persecuted for righteousness' sake is the consequences of holding to the truth of the gospel. Withstanding the hatred that is ultimately directed towards God. We just said in the last session that the world is at war against God. People are at odds with God. And thus they are at odds with you. Let's turn to 1 Peter. First Peter 4,
12 through 19.
Enjoy the local king,
Verse 19. Pastor, entrust your soul to our faithful Creator while doing this. These verses show what Peter is telling his people. That if we are to be insulted for the name of Christ, if anyone suffers as a Christian, we are not to be ashamed. We are to look and glorify God in persecution for righteousness' sake is when we face opposition. Because we are standing on the good news of Christ. I do not know what you will face. I do not know what you have faced in the past. So the only thing I can do is encourage you to trust in Christ. There are some in this room that may see harsh persecution. Others may not. But all of us should trust in the Lord. We can pray for our brothers and sisters in Kenya and around the world that because of their faith, they have received persecution. We can look to their persecution. We can look to any persecution in our church. Or in your life. And we can rejoice. Because what Peter says, we share in Christ's suffering. This is difficult. It has been difficult for the church since the very beginning. It will be difficult for the church until our Lord
recomes.
But we need to realize that the opposition is not about us. It is opposition to our God. To His Word, to His Gospel, and to us living out those truths. So all of persecution is actually directed towards God. Those hating truth and righteous actions, they actually hate God Himself. They hate God Himself. So trust your soul to our faithful Creator. Not our own actions, our own wisdom. We're going to pause. That is basically what persecution is. We're going to take tea. And then when we come back, we're going to look at four biblical facts about persecution.
Amen.
Let them
Amen.
Come and take us away.
Amen.
Yeah, sure.